running them completely in parallel feels like more than a cooperative effort, I think, unless we literally just arbitrarily divide up research efforts, which is also possible as well.
And I was not arbitrary. So I haven't seen all the areas that you're planning on doing. But I guess it was the view of the GNSO that the CCT review would be much more narrow than the way it seems like it's heading. So at one point, we should, before you commence all of this work, is we should probably get together and decide, is this really a CCT review issue, or is this actually a subsequent procedure issue? And I think we may find some areas that that we have in ours that are more appropriate for CCT, but I think we might find some areas that might be more appropriate for the GNSO. And I know that sounds controversial because I'm surrounded by everybody on the CCT team. But I don't think, going back to the original affirmation of commitments, I don't think it was the Department of Commerce's intent to have every single aspect of the GTLD program included in that AOC review. Now, we don't, there's no way to go back in time, and there's different interpretations of that. But I think, putting history aside, I think we can go through areas, like Jordan said, with, for example, geographic names. Geographic names is not a consumer, I see that as a policy issue. In fact, the GAC sees it as a policy issue because they've been looking at it. I see rights protection mechanisms, whether that's on its own or incorporated with us, that's a policy issue, could also be a consumer issue. We need to divide up that work, right?
My point is I would concede that everything we are doing is eventually a policy issue. Absolutely everything within our scope. The only reason to have a review is to affect policy. It's not just meant to be something that is an interesting conversation to have in the parlor. It's all meant to inform policy. So you would get everything would be a legitimate policy issue, and we're not meant to be a policy body. So the point is it has to do with a level of detail or something like that where we're saying here's where the emphasis should be. In other words, if one of the issues is the developing world, I keep coming up with that example, and there's 10 ways that we might improve the application process to better incorporate the developing world, we might say, here's the four we think will be most impactful. Now take these things and develop those into policy to get the detail of that out. So it's not a question of whether or not something's policy or not, because everything we do is meant to inform policy.
Because I think I want to emphatically disagree that what Jordan was saying was a philosophical position, and you said it. Everything that this review team is dealing with could very well be considered a matter of policy issue. But what I think Jordan, at least my understanding was, is the recognition that there are so many overlaps in the substantive issues that were put up on the screen that maybe it would be important for both teams, both groups to get together and create a prioritized list of the issues and see how we navigate them so that we get to a place where we do good to each other. That's where I think he was going.
And that is the entire objective. That is my entire objective, is to get together to figure out how to proceed in tandem.
And mine as well. Yes.
And so, exactly. So I'm just a little more flummoxed by that prospect than I had hoped I would be based on the list that you had there. Well, and that's the only issue.
That's why I went to you yesterday. I'm like, because I'm also flummoxed. I was flummoxed weeks ago, and I've even with Jordan, I'm like, we got to get together because this is just duplication.
Right.
And so, like, if you – and I know things like if you all had in your minds you wanted to go out and do interviews with applicants, then that's a great idea. And we should jointly talk about the different subjects that we would want asked, which may be different than the ones you would want asked, because we can't bother applicants with multiple sets of interviews.
Agreed.
So that's why – well, that's why Jonathan and I were like yesterday when we were going over this. Like,
that's why you're here.
Together.
That's right.
Yeah.
Quickly, we just a time check. Our session starts at 5:15. It's now 8 to 5, so we need to wrap this up. At least five. The tube call room, in the main room. So maybe 5 minutes and wrap up. I would encourage.
Kind of for the record. Yeah. Well, I do not agree with saying this is a policy issue to be resolved by DNSO-led effort. Well, because when we need a review, okay, nobody can review his or her own work. Past doing also.